This is the Sakar Merli of the 1st of March 2025. Essence, sweet children, the words loving and non-loving belong to this family path. Your love now is only for the one Father. You children constantly stay in remembrance of the Father. Question. What other name could you give to this pilgrimage of remembrance? Answer. This pilgrimage of remembrance is a pilgrimage of love. Those who have non-loving intellects have the bad odour of being trapped in someone's name and form. Their intellects become tamopritam. Those who love the one Father alone will continue to donate this knowledge. They wouldn't have love for any bodily being. Song. This time is passing by. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you children. Now this can be called the pilgrimage of remembrance and also the pilgrimage of love. People go on those pilgrimages. They go on a pilgrimage to a creation. There are various creations. No one knows the Creator. You know the Father, the Creator. You must never come to a halt in your remembrance of that Father. You have found the pilgrimage of remembrance. It can be called the pilgrimage of remembrance or the pilgrimage of love. Those who have greater love will stay on this pilgrimage very well. The more you stay on this pilgrimage with love, the more you will continue to become pure. God Shiva speaks. Some have non-living intellects at the time of destruction, and some have loving intellects at the time of destruction. You children know that this is now the time of destruction. That same episode of the Gita is now being enacted. Baba has shown you the contrast between the Gita of Sri Krishna and the Gita of Trimurti Shiva. Now who is the God of the Gita? There are the versions of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva. The word Shiva must not be written by itself because many have the name Shiva. Therefore, when you write the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, he is seen as the Supreme. No one else would call himself the Supreme Father. Sannyasis say of themselves, Shivoham, I am Shiva. They are not able to remember the Father. They don't even know the Father. They have no love for the Father. The expression loving and non-loving applies to this family path. Some children's intellects are loving to the Father, whereas others have non-loving intellects. It is even like this amongst you too. The ones who have love for the Father remain engaged in doing service. They wouldn't have love for anyone but the Father. They say to Shiv Baba, Baba, I am your helper and yours alone. There is no question of Brahma in this. Souls who love Shiv Baba would definitely become his helpers. They will continue to do service with Shiv Baba. When they have no love, it means they become non-loving. A non-loving intellect is led to destruction. Those who love the Father would definitely become his helpers. They will help in doing service to the extent that they have love. Since others have no remembrance, they have no love. Therefore, they have love for bodily beings. People give souvenirs to others in order to be remembered by them. They are definitely remembered. The Father is now giving you children the gift of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge, through which you attain your sovereignty. You donate these imperishable jewels of this knowledge, and so you have loving intellects. You know that the Father has come to benefit everyone, and that you also have to become his helpers. Such souls with loving intellects are victorious. Those who don't have any remembrance do not have loving intellects. If you have love for the Father, you would remember him, and your sins would be absolved. You would also show others the path to benefit them. Amongst you Brahmin children too, everything depends on whether you are loving or non-loving. If you remember the Father more and more, it means that you have love for the Father. The Father says, "Remember me constantly. Become my helpers." The creation should only remember the one Father, the Creator. No creation should be remembered. No one in the world knows who the Creator is, nor do they remember him. Sannyasis remember the Brahm element, but that too is a creation. The Creator of all is one. Anything you can see with your eyes is part of creation. What you cannot see is the Creator, the Father. There are images of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, so they too are part of the creation. At the top of the picture that Baba has told you to make, you must write, "The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Trimurti God Shiva speaks." Although someone might call himself God, he cannot call himself the Supreme Father. Your intellects are connected in yoga to Shiv Baba and not to this body. The Father has explained, "Consider yourselves to be bodiless souls and remember me, the Father. The service you do all depends on whether you are loving or non-loving. When you have deep love, you do the Father's service very well and you would then be called victorious. When there is no love, you wouldn't do any service, and your status is then also reduced. A reduced status means you destroy your high status. In fact, everything will be destroyed. But this especially applies to being loving or non-loving. The Creator Father is one alone. It is said to him, 'Salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva.' The birthday of Shiva, Janti, is celebrated. You would never have heard of the birthday of Shankar. The name Prajapita Brahma is also well known. The birthday of Vishnu is not celebrated. It is Sri Krishna's birthday that is celebrated. No one even knows what the difference is between Sri Krishna and Vishnu. Human beings have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. So amongst you too there are loving and non-loving intellects. The Father says, 'This spiritual business of yours is very good. Engage yourself in doing this service day and night. The evening time between 6 and 7 p.m. is said to be good. Spiritual gatherings are held in the morning and also in the evening. At night, the atmosphere becomes bad. At night, souls go into silence. That is called sleep. Then they wake up in the morning. It is said, O mind, remember Rama in the early morning hours. The Father has told you, children, remember me, your Father. Only when Shiv Baba enters a body can he say, remember me and your sins will be absolved. You children know how much you remember the Father and how much spiritual service you do. Give everyone this introduction. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father, and you will become Satopratan from Tamopratan. The alloy will be removed. There is also a percentage in having a loving intellect. If you don't have love for the Father, there must definitely be love for your own body, or for your friends and relatives, etc. If there is love for the Father, you will remain engaged in doing service. If there isn't love for the Father, you will not engage yourself in doing service. It is very easy to explain to someone the significance of Alpha and Beta. They remember him and say, O God, O Supreme Soul, but they don't know him at all. Baba has explained that you must definitely write, The Supreme Father, Trimurti God Shiva speaks, at the top of every picture. Then no one will be able to say anything. You children are now planting your sapling. Show everyone this path so that they come and claim their inheritance from the Father. They don't know the Father, so they don't have loving intellects. People have become absolutely tamopratam as sins have continued to increase. Those who have a great deal of remembrance have love for the Father. They are the ones who have golden aged intellects. If your intellects wander in other directions, you will remain tamopratam. Even though you may be sitting in front of Baba, if you don't have remembrance, you would not be called one with a loving intellect. The sign of a loving intellect is remembrance. Such souls will imbibe this knowledge and also have mercy for others by telling them, remember the Father and you will become pure. It is very easy to explain this to anyone. Only to his children does the Father give the inheritance of the sovereignty of heaven. Shiv Baba must definitely come here. This is why the birthday of Shiva is celebrated. Krishna, Ram, etc., have also all been and gone. That is why their birthdays are celebrated. They also remember Shiv Baba because he comes and gives the sovereignty of the world to the children. No one new would understand these things. How does God come and give the inheritance? They have absolutely stone intellect. They don't even have the intelligence to remember. The Father himself says, You have been my lovers for half a cycle. I have now come. You have been wandering along so much on the path of devotion, but none of you found God. You children now understand that the Father came in Bharat and showed you the path to liberation and liberation in life. Sri Krishna does not show this path. The Father comes and teaches the people of Bharat how to love God. He only comes in Bharat, where they celebrate the birthday of Shiva. You children know that God is the highest on high. His name is Shiva. This is why you write that the birthday of Shiva is as valuable as a diamond. all other birthdays are as worthless as shells. Some people get upset when you write this. Therefore, when you write, God Shiva speaks on every picture, you will remain safe. Some children don't understand accurately and so they get disturbed. The eclipse of Maya first attacks the intellect. It breaks the yoga of their intellects away from the Father. Through this, they fall from the top right to the bottom. The yoga of their intellects becomes trapped in bodily beings, which means that such souls have become non-loving to the Father. You have to have love for the one unique bodiless Father. It is damaging to love bodily beings. If the yoga of your intellect breaks away, you fall right down. This is an eternally predestined drama, but it still has to be explained. When someone's intellect is non-loving, it is as though there is a bad odour of being trapped in the name and form of another. Otherwise, that soul would stay engaged in doing service. Baba explained very clearly yesterday that the main thing is, who is the God of the Gita? It is through this that you become victorious. You ask them, who is the God of the Gita? Is it Shiva or Sri Krishna? Who gives happiness? It is Shiva who gives happiness. Therefore, you should vote for him. He is the one who is praised. Now give us your vote on who the God of the Gita is. Those who vote for Shiva would be called the ones with loving intellects. This is a great election. All of these clever methods will enter the intellects of those who keep churning the ocean of this knowledge throughout the day. Some children sulk as they move along. One moment they have love, and the next moment their love is broken. They sulk. They stop having remembrance when they become upset. They don't even write a letter, which means they have no love. Therefore, Baba too would not write a letter to them for 6 to 8 months. Baba is the death of all deaths. Dharamraj is also with him. If you don't have time to remember the Father, what status would you attain? Your status would be destroyed. In the beginning, Baba told you about your status with great tact. Those children are no longer here. The rosary had to be created once again. Baba will continue to praise those who are serviceable. Those who are to become emperors would say that their equals should also become like them, and that they too should also rule a kingdom like us. A king is known as an annadatta, a bestower of food, and a mother and father. The mother here is called Jagadamba. You receive limitless treasures from her. You have come to claim a high status by making effort. Day by day, you children will find out what each one will become. When you do service, the Father will remember you. Why should the Father remember you if you don't do service? The Father remembers the children who have loving intellects. Baba has also explained that when you wear anything given to you by someone, you will definitely remember that one. When you receive everything from Baba's treasure store, you will only remember Shiv Baba. Baba himself shares his experience. There definitely is remembrance. Therefore, you must not keep anything that has been given to you by anyone else. Acha. to you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children. Love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Let your true love in the heart be for the one unique bodiless father. Constantly pay attention so that no eclipse of Maya can attack your intellect. 2. Never sulk with the father. Remain serviceable and make your future elevated. Don't keep anything that has been given to you by others. Blessing. May you be constantly victorious and free from obstacles, and make the fortress strong by using the method of cleanliness. In order for every soul to become victorious and free from obstacles in this fortress, have programs for yoga everywhere at the same particular times. No one will then be able to cut this bond, even though the more you continue to increase doing service, the more Maya will try to make you belong to her. Therefore, just as you have cleanliness whenever you begin any task, in the same way, all of you elevated souls should have the one pure thought of being victorious. By your using this method of cleanliness, the fortress will become strong. Slogan: the instant and practical fruit of doing yukti-yukt and accurate service is happiness. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. The number one culture of the Brahmin family is that of truth and good manners. This Brahmin culture should be visible on everyone's face and in their behavior. Every Brahmin should smile whilst in contact with others. No matter what someone is like, never let go of your Brahmin culture, and you will easily become an instrument for God's revelation. Om Shanti.